relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Back inside the airport, we tried to head up to it ourselves, and it was startling. At the gate were the Taliban, and they were essentially doing crowd control for the benefit of the United States, keeping back many of the Afghans trying to swarm that particular airport. There'll be some who say, well, they were trying to prevent people leaving who they might consider to have been US allies, but clearly on the ground they were doing things that were very beneficial to the US, using in fact vehicles that had been given by the United States to Afghan security forces the Taliban had now taken.
No, it is not Saigon, dear friends. It is much, much worse than Saigon, and I will explain. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, your host for the next 3 hours, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist, former deputy assistant to President Trump, the 45th president of the United States. The images, to begin with, were eerily similar. Those helicopters landing in Kabul to rescue more than 4,000 personnel at our embassy. Yes, that is the size of the personnel contingent in our embassy in Kabul. Compared with that photograph of helicopters being clambered upon by Vietnamese nationals in Saigon as we left that benighted nation as well. But it's much worse. If you're not on social media, I understand not everybody is, but if you're not on social media and you haven't seen the images, well, we've never seen images like this, except in fictional movies. Massive military jet liners taxiing off the runway in Bagram, being surrounded by hundreds and thousands of locals. Interestingly, people have commented again and again and again, no women, no children, just young men, young military-aged men who aren't fighting to take back their nation from the fundamentalists, but are trying to escape, and so desperate to escape that they are clinging to the outside of a jet aircraft as it is taxiing for takeoff. Some of them, incredibly, actually maintaining their grip on that fuselage until the jet took off, only to be filmed moments later as the plane takes off steeply into the sky to fall off that plane to their instant deaths. We've never seen anything like it. Not from Saigon, not from Iraq, when Obama precipitously pulled us out from there as well. And why is this worse? It's much worse for several reasons. Number one, we were fighting in Vietnam for much, much longer in terms of the secret war, assistance to the French, and then we have just 7 months for utter collapse? This wasn't years. There was no Tet Offensive. This is absurd. There was literally no large-scale assault in Afghanistan. One by one, the provinces fell in a matter of days, maximum a couple of weeks. There was no massive military engagement against our facilities or the facilities of the Afghans, who, by the way, we have expended more than $2 trillion on. Not $2 million, not $2 billion, $2 trillion on. More than 2,000 Americans killed, 20,000 wounded in that literal hellhole that Alexander the Great, that the British Empire and the Soviets couldn't conquer. It's 7 months. It's not 20 years of fighting. It's the last 7 months. And for every one of you despicable people out there who've tweeted out headlines of Trump's decision to withdraw from Afghanistan, you arch cretins. Well, you're not cretins. You know what you're doing. You're liars. My old boss didn't do anything that was reckless when it came to other people's lives. He was interested in getting our girls and boys back from what he called stupid wars, but not doing so stupidly. Every time he decided to bring our troops home from wherever it was, especially from places where they've been for 60 years like Germany and Korea, it was a conditions-based decision. Meaning our troops would not be withdrawn from whatever theater they were deployed in unless certain local conditions were met, which meant that their withdrawal would not create an instant vacuum and a collapse. That did not happen in Kabul. This senile old man sitting by himself in the sit room in Camp David, what a pathetic posed picture that is supposed to reassure Americans. Supposed to reassure our allies. It's supposed to reassure the tens of thousands of Afghans who are now just walking dead. The ones that cooked for us, cleaned for us, the ones that risked everything by being our interpreters, the ones that were intelligence assets for us against the worst of the worst, the Al-Qaeda encampments in Afghanistan. They're all walking dead. They won't have been able to shred every piece of information. And as such, right now, the diabolical, the murderous Taliban executioners are roaming house to house with any scrap of information they have about local Pashtuns, Hazar, Uzbeks, whatever ethnic grouping they are, who've helped our forces. And as soon as they find them, they will be killed, most likely beheaded, and their families will be killed. Don't misunderstand me. Please be very clear, and I don't need to prove myself to anybody. You can read what I've written for the last 20-plus years. You can read my first book, Defeating Jihad, that I dedicated exclusively to the analysis of these threat groups, to the Muslim Brotherhood, the progenitor of all of them, to Al-Qaeda, and then later, in Why We Fight, my analysis of ISIS and al-Nusra and all the other jihadi groups. I'm not an isolationist. I never was. I wouldn't be, given my family's history of having lived under fascist occupation and then being persecuted by communists. But I'm about prudent strategy. And what we have demonstrated to the world in the last 7 months is what it took 8 years for Obama to demonstrate. That a world in which America's leaders are ashamed of America, a world in which we demonstrate weakness, is a dangerous world for all of us. All of us. Our friends, our allies, our partners in the region, and for us here. How easily we forget. This administration is Obama 3.0. That's all it is. It's all his old hacks running the shop behind the scenes. Susan Rice is the person running this administration. That was Obama's number one advisor. So this is Obama 3.0. Now, what did Obama 3.0, what does it reflect? It reflects the 8 years of Obama starting his presidency with an apology tour, with saying, America will lead from behind, you moron. You can't lead from behind, but you can demonstrate to the world that you're a coward and that others should be allowed to shape the geopolitics of our globe. And now you've done it with the Taliban. And this is much more dangerous than ISIS, much more dangerous than Al-Qaeda. Remember Obama, remember Biden. The deadliest terrorist attack in human history was executed when Al-Qaeda had a couple of camps in parts of Afghanistan the Taliban ran. Now they run it all. And the next Al-Qaeda, the next ISIS will be back, and they'll be using our weapons and our training. Are you ready, America? Let's get you ready. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. The question is, who will trust America today? Let's ask somebody who has been very, very vocal on all of these matters. Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, welcome to America First.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on in this terrible time in this country.
You have called for a resolute action to be taken early today in your Twitter account with regards to President Biden. What is that action, Congresswoman?
Yeah, I've called for President Biden to resign. I actually first called for him to resign on Monday when I could see this disaster unfolding. And each day gets continually worse. And we have only heard from the president for 15 minutes. The next day he talked about a mask mandate and a vaccine mandate and tying vaccines to Medicare, Medicaid for our nursing home and employees, outside federal employees. And then he came out and has had some just absolutely incredibly terrible interviews that he's done in a controlled setting with George Stephanopoulos, where he's shown callousness and arrogance and contradicted himself over this terrible policy. And
let's play a very short 16-minute cut from exactly that interview. Cut three, the man who bears the title president.
Into a C-17, we've seen Afghans falling.
That was 4 days ago, 5 days ago.
What did you think when you first saw those pictures?
What I thought was we have to gain control of this. We have to move this more quickly.
So that was 4 days ago. That was 5 days ago. Is that the response he would have had after September 11th? Well, a week later. Well, those 3,000 people dying. That was a week ago, Congresswoman Tenney.
Yeah, the dismissive nature of this. Let's move on. Let's not talk about the fact that we have people. I know members of Congress, including people like I have families. I mean, my friends, my colleagues who are in the Foreign Affairs Committee also have people. We're trying to get out of Afghanistan. Who cannot even get to the airport. And the Taliban is retaliating against these people. And this guy sounds like the grouchy old man saying, get off my lawn. When we are in the middle of an international crisis that's putting the reputation of the United States at stake. And, the somber comments that you played coming out of our great ally, Great Britain and leaders there is just, I mean, this is time. This guy needs to resign. We can't have the get off my lawn, grouchy old man who is clueless about what's going on. And when asked, by the way, this other clip, what's happening? Nobody's dying. And he knocked, let me knock on wood. This is the guy that's supposed to be the expert on foreign policy who's gotten it wrong every time in his almost 50 years of service to the United States. This is what happens when you elect people who are career politicians, who don't serve an office, who've never run a business, who've never actually had to make a payroll, who don't have to be held accountable for anything. And now here he is, the most important job in the world, the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, and he sounds like a huckster and a grouchy old man on an interview, which is just insulting and embarrassing to Americans. And I'm hearing Democrats in the media are even rallying around the fact that this guy needs to go.
She represents New York's 22nd Congressional District. Follow her right now at Rep. Tenney, T-E-N-N-E-Y, Rep. Tenney. Congresswoman Tenney, last question for you. The fact that you're calling for his resignation, but not the fact that not one person has resigned or been fired, such as Secretary of Defense Austin or National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, what does this say about this administration's arrogance?
It's absolutely astounding. I actually have called for most Vice President Kamala Harris. Where is she? Where is she commenting here? The phone call that the members of Congress had with the Joint Chiefs, with General Milley, with Secretary Blinken, and also with the Secretary of Defense Austin was horrible. We got no answers. We were cut off the line. We were told there were no more calls in the queue after a 35-minute call with no answers. We are the board of directors of the military as the members of Congress.
Yes.
They report to us. We need answers. This is unacceptable. All of these people need to go. It's embarrassing. I have a son who serves in the Marine Corps. This is embarrassing. It's a blight on every person who has served, lost life and limb. The people, the Gold Star families in my community who've lost family members over their earnest desire to help save this country and to protect their security interests. It's a shame.
It is an utter, utter disgrace. Keep telling the truth. Keep fighting, not just for New York, but for all patriots. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Stay on this channel.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by American Financing.
It is an utter and complete disgrace what we are witnessing in America today, including from the man who shouldn't be Secretary of Defense because he was a general far too recently, and that's against the law. His name is Lloyd Austin, and this is how he lied to all you American taxpayers. Cut 12.
We're going to get everyone that we can possibly evacuated. And I'll do that as long as we possibly can until the clock runs out or we run out of capability.
Run out of capability? This is a nation with 12 aircraft carriers and more special forces than most countries have soldiers. What is this hack talking about? Let's get a response from somebody who speaks the truth and loves this nation and isn't a political meat puppet from Florida's 1st Congressional District. What is it about the 1st District? Whether it's Scalise, whether it's Zeldin, it's good guys. He's Matt Gaetz. Welcome back, Matt.
Oh, thanks for having me, Dr. Gorka. But it is disappointing and tragic and frustrating to hear the Secretary of Defense just lie to people, as he has really throughout his career. I mean, Lloyd Austin might be one of the most incompetent people to ever serve in any presidential cabinet. I mean, he got this job after having trained four or five Syrian fighters who survived the first battle after having spent $48 million to do so. So he's quite literally failed up throughout his career. The Afghanistan situation, Seb, is not like 9/11, where it was the failure of scores of different things within an information chain. There was one fundamental failed assumption from Lloyd Austin and from General Milley, that the Afghan military was ever going to fight. I mean, we spent 20 years training them up. There were 300,000 of them in theory on the books. They had the best equipment, the best technology. And when they got the first whiff of the Taliban, they tossed them to the keys. They tossed them the keys to our equipment. They handed over our tech, and in many cases, the very people that we spent treasure and blood training ended up fighting with the Taliban and joining the Taliban upon their arrival at these installations that we had built. So this is a failure of nation building. This is a failure of the military leadership, and everyone knows it. The question is, Why do they still have jobs? Stop
stealing my thunder. That's my next question. We're talking to Congressman Matt Gaetz. Follow him, Matt Gaetz, on Twitter. Listen to his podcast, Firebrand. So the question is, who should resign or who should be fired, Matt? Everybody, no?
Well, let's start by firing
All right, now that's very interesting. That is a sound I haven't heard before on radio. Are you there, Matt?
I am here, Dr. Gorka. Do you have me?
That was very strange. Very strange.
Almost like someone's listening to us, right? All of America's listening to us. They should be listening to us.
All of America is somebody else. I did find out yesterday somebody sent me this, Matt, which is very, very peculiar, although I guess they want to know what President Trump is planning. It turns out the Taliban's press spokesman, the guy who says maybe Facebook should be more open, is following me on Twitter. So I don't know. Maybe it was the Taliban. Who knows? Matt, who needs to go?
We should fire General Milley so that he can go spend more time with his white rage. I mean, this is someone who told the American people just weeks ago that there was no scenario in which the Taliban would immediately overrun this government. That means they had bad intel, bad information, and people are going to die as a consequence of it. Had we really faced up to the reality that this whole deal in nation building in Afghanistan has been a fiction, and the moment Uncle Sam's dollar wasn't there to plow through this illegitimate government that we'd stood up, they were going to run out of the country with whatever they could steal. And if we knew that, we would have gotten our people out sooner. We would have ensured a more orderly process of departure. But we believed the lie that we were telling. And you didn't believe it, and I didn't believe it, and President Trump didn't believe it. But the Biden administration and the critical race theory generals did. And now we're in a very embarrassing, humiliating, tragic place as a consequence. I hope that these guys, face termination or resignation very quickly. You have to imagine that if Joe Biden wakes up from nap time, that would be what would happen.
Termination or resignation. We won't accept anything else. Tell us where you are right now and what you're doing and who you're with.
I am with Marjorie Taylor Greene. We've been crisscrossing the Iowa State Fair today. The butter cow is gorgeous. I saw Marjorie Taylor Greene do like 15 pull-ups in front of the United States Marine Corps tent they had there. Tonight, Marjorie Taylor Greene and I at 7 o'clock have an America First rally in Des Moines. People can get the information on our website at AmericaFirstRallyTour.com. If you're anywhere in the Des Moines area, come see me. Come see Marjorie Taylor Greene. We'll be there sharing some positive patriotic energy.
I want to see one thing. I want to see you and her arm wrestle. Would you put that on video?
I would get crushed. I would be lucky if Marjorie Taylor Greene didn't rip my arm out of the socket. I think that she'd give you a run for your money, you big Hungarian.
All right, that's a challenge. The gauntlet has been thrown down. We will try next time she's in studio. What are you hearing? We've got a minute left with Matt Gaetz, a congressman, Florida's 1st District. What are you hearing from the Americans you're meeting at the fair when it comes to the events of the last 4 days?
Look, they are disappointed in what they see out of our government, but there is a positive patriotic energy out there. And what I believe is that if the Republican Party will be worthy of victory, then we will be given the opportunity to regain power and govern again. The question is whether or not we will embrace the America First principles that Donald Trump embodied, that you gave him advice on, so that we can really be a productive country again, not a country that sits around waiting for the next government check or the unemployment check. We need the opportunity to go make things, do things, and lead the world.
And in the meantime, the GOP isn't doing anything. It's just individual fighters like Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Keep doing what you do. Follow this man on Twitter. Listen to his podcast, Firebrand. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the WLTN studios in the Northern Kingdom. But wherever I am, it is, of course, a relieffactor.com studio. And if you call us, please do ensure me you're not doing it from a cell phone tied to one of the big cell phone carriers. Because when you do that, You're actually funding people who hate you and hate America. The big cell phone companies are not on your side. They fund things like Planned Parenthood and gun control foundations. Go with the only Christian conservative cell phone company. It's Patriot Mobile. They're based here. Their client service team is the best out there. You can keep your old number. You can switch today. You'll get 2 months with 50% off or $100 off any phone in stock with a 1 year commitment. Call them today, 972-PATRIOT, or go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. And the most beautiful thing of all, at the end of the month when you pay your bill, they actually donate to the causes you believe in. Yes, they're on your side. 972-PATRIOT, 972-728-7468, patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Join the good guys today.
Listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Car Firearms is fighting for America. Cars executives stand with our program America First and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor, Car Firearms. Check out their amazing line of U.S.-made weapons. I carry a 9mm car. Go to KAHR.com. That's KAHR.com. We're back. This is the Salem Radio Network. It's Friday. Ask Dr. G Anything Friday, Second Amendment Friday. We are continuing our discussion of the absolutely disastrous events that we are witnessing across Afghanistan. Here is some shocking audio from an English teacher trapped inside Afghanistan. Cut 7.
We received this audio message from a trapped teacher, a U.S. permanent resident, who says even with the proper paperwork, he couldn't get through. For his safety, we're not naming him.
It is insane. There are people holding their American passports. There are people that work with the Americans, and they're not letting anyone in. We are in huge danger, and we need help.
We are in huge danger, and we need help. Why aren't they getting any help? Let's ask a man who's worn the cloth of the Republic. He's a military intelligence professional, lieutenant colonel in the Army Reserves. But right now he represents New York's 1st Congressional District, a good friend of the show, Congressman Lee Zeldin. Welcome back to America First.
Always great to be with you, Seb.
So the idea that America can't rescue our citizens, the idea that America doesn't know how many tens of thousands of Americans are in Afghanistan, that's all lies, is it not?
There's just a ton of deception right now. And the president just gave a presser a little while ago. He's making it out like you can safely get to the airport because the Taliban said so. Even though we all are seeing all of the reporting, all of the images, all of the video that is contradicting that. He says that our allies are not criticizing this entire effort, that they aren't speaking out publicly, even though we all with our own eyes are seeing the video, reading the statements, seeing the stories. He said July 8th that it was highly unlikely that the Taliban would take back over Afghanistan. I don't know of anybody inside of the country, inside of our country, who is in the Defense Department or the intel community who shares that assessment, I don't know where Biden would have gotten it from. So the real-time continued misleading it's something that Americans should be really infuriated by. There's a lot to compound that emotion because we have fellow Americans who are being told that the only way that they can be brought home is if they get themselves. They could figure out a way to get to one airport in one city in Afghanistan. And the president is saying that if you're an American and you want to come home, we're going to get you home. where actually the policy, if you want to be honest with people to your question about what's true and what's not true, the answer is if you can figure out how to get yourself to the airport in Kabul by August 31st, then you can come home.
Congressman, you can come home, but the reports are that American citizens trying to flee Taliban-controlled Afghanistan will be charged $2,000 to fly home by their own government, as illegal aliens are crossing our southern border to the tune of 6,000 aliens every single day and are being flown across America on plane tickets we paid for. How does this not lead to the impeachment of the man who currently bears the title President of the United States?
Well, for one, I mean, there just can't be a fee. I understand that that is something that is out there now, but that's one of those things where, I mean, I just cannot see that sticking at all. Are you kidding me right now? I mean, it's kind of like, you know, saying that in order to get on the plane, you have to show your vaccine card and you have to be wearing a mask and, you know, test. I mean, like, you could come up with all different kinds of requirements and bureaucratic red tape to get on that plane. But in reality here, you know, we need to get every one of our Americans to safety. That's our mission. And this is all caused by what is a total failure of planning and execution of a withdrawal. To your question about this president, he's not up to the job. I mean, what concerns me is actually, yesterday I was actually with Secretary Pompeo and a whole bunch of others, and we were talking about this specifically, and somebody asked me my thoughts on this, you know, similar question. I said I have three concerns, an increasing level of concern. The first one is between now and August 31st for our Americans who are in Afghanistan. My next level of concern is for the Americans who are still in Afghanistan after August 31st. And then the third level of concern, which is actually so much bigger and can be so much more dangerous, is that you have China, Russia, North Korea, Iran, Hamas, Hezbollah, all of these organizations and foreign actors all watching what is going on right now, and they're seeing weak president not up for the job.
Yeah, it is incredibly dangerous when you have the chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee in Parliament, an Iraqi Afghan veteran, lieutenant colonel in the Territorial Army, call out President Biden for the first time in the history of the special relationship for actually besmirching those who fought for the flags that he stands under. These are truly unprecedented times. Congressman Zeldin, follow this man first, Rep. Lee Zeldin. Let's put all of this in a broader context. This man has to go. The radicalized American-hating Democrat Party has to be defeated. Will you give us an update on your campaign, in your mission to replace disgraced Andrew Cuomo and your bid to become the governor of New York?
Well, the good news is I saw some video not too long ago today of some U-Haul trucks pulling into the governor's mansion. Andrew Cuomo is now going into his last weekend as the governor of the state of New York. And he should have resigned a while ago. As far as the path forward for New Yorkers across this entire state, their breaking point the morning that Andrew Cuomo resigned is the same as their breaking point today. Nothing changed since he made his announcement as far as, you know, taxes going down or police being better secured or our kids having a higher quality education, all those other issues. The feedback's been awesome. People across the state are focused, hungry. They want to go vote now. They're seeing what's going on at the national level, at the local level, where Mayor de Blasio just instituted the vaccine mandates. Everybody needs to, you know, I mean, realize that this is not just a right to vote. It is your duty and obligation to vote. We need everybody everywhere across this country activated for November 8, 2022.
Everybody, if we come together, we can defeat the radicals and get back to a place where America is once again the shining city on the hill. Please support this man. He's got my vote. I don't live in New York. If I did, he'd have my vote. It's ZeldinForNewYork.com. That's ZeldinForNewYork.com. Last question, Congressman. I have to ask you a favor. I've never served in the American Armed Forces. I served in the British. I've taught, I've worked with the American Armed Forces for almost two decades. What is your personal message as a veteran, as a member of the reserves, to all those who bled in Afghanistan, who deployed, who were separated from their families, and to all those families who lost somebody fighting for that benighted piece of real estate in Central Asia, what do you say to them after the last 5 days?
There was a successful mission to take out Osama bin Laden and deliver justice. There was a successful effort to dismantle the capabilities of Al-Qaeda and other terrorist threats. There was not this entire country as a terrorist safe haven able to bring the fight over the course of these last 20 years to the United States, because we were delivering justice and, you know, our passion behind protecting our freedom to them over there. So I don't want anyone to think that their sacrifice was for naught. I mean, we all share very similar emotions, passions about what we're watching. We understand what it means, what we're seeing with our own eyes overseas right now. Everybody gets it. We're all together in that observation. But no one should discount what was done positively, and by the way, at great cost on treasure, life, yes, limb, amazing sacrifice. But they did take out Osama bin Laden. They did make sure that the fight was over there, not here. They did dismantle in so many different ways Al-Qaeda. And I just wouldn't want anyone to feel like they didn't sacrifice for anything.
Thank you for your repeated service in uniform, out of uniform, and still on Capitol Hill. Support this man. Find out more. ZeldinForNewYork.com. That's ZeldinForNewYork.com. Thank you for being a truth teller. Next in studio, one of the individuals I respect most for his analysis of the jihadi threat, Jeff Cousins. Stay on this channel.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.